This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Governor, in terms of the pitch you have to make to voters, I mean, I come up with it again and again in talking to voters. They keep coming back to this trust issue. You mentioned it with respect to the debate. This is a key liability of Hillary Clinton's. What can you tell, not about a choice, but in terms of somebody who wants to be president, what can you tell voters other than trust us that Hillary Clinton's going to do to increase transparency and openness were she to become president?
Well, here's what I say. Hillary has a long track record of service in public life, and you can look at that. I tell the story about her being First Lady of the United States when the effort to get health care done failed. And that was a tough, tough, bitter loss. But then it tested her as a leader, and she worked together with Democrats and Republicans to get health insurance for 8 million low-income American children in the CHIP program. The measure of character in somebody in public life, I think, is whether they have a passion for somebody other than themselves and whether they keep after that passion, whether they're winning or losing. Hillary has demonstrated that again and again. And I think that's a sharp contrast to a Donald Trump whose only recognized passion in his life has been for himself. No great president of this country has been primarily a me first person. The great presidents are people who watch out for others. And that's who Hillary Clinton has been, that's who she is, and that's who she'll be.
So do you think that's a fair assessment?
Kane didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I didn't. No,
it didn't answer the question at all.
Yeah.
He basically said, well, it's who she's always been, and that's who she'll be. Well, the question was, how are you going to increase transparency and openness?
Well, but it did answer the question as much as who she's been is what she'll always be. Not been very transparent, it wasn't it. So what you do in that case is you turn it around, you redirect, and now you point it towards Donald Trump, and you do it in sort of an inane sort of way, unsubstantiated. Now we're just assailing somebody's character.
Well,
and how do you say the guy only thinks about himself in building the kind of businesses and employing the numbers of people that he does? You can't be selfish and be able to grow to that level. I don't know how you connect those dots.
Yeah, that's a stretch. And at the same time, if I do look at her history, and then I look at the stuff that's transpired, she's had all this time with a security clearance. How does she still not know what's a confidential email and what's not?
Well, not to mention the fact that you have her tenure, whether it's as First Lady. He talks about how she fought for health care and the problems that the divisiveness she created as First Lady. Part of the reason the health care program didn't work is, again, she used a plan that Barack Obama used successfully. She tried to do it in the dark of night behind closed doors. And, the public wasn't ready. The media was kind of doing their job a little bit. So she was exposed on it. So it didn't work well. And, on top of that, some of it is, it has to do with the messenger. And this is what we were talking about earlier with Gabby, is that President Obama, he is loaded with charm, just as her husband, Bill Clinton, is. And this is why they're able to get away with what they're able to get away with. Hillary Clinton, not quite so charming.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that leaves her at a deficit. Comparatively, Donald Trump, though, people would try to, blunt his charm and attack him for, saying and doing whatever. But you look at what he's done with his kids and his company and how many, thousands of people that are grateful for Donald Trump for the jobs that he's provided for them. And the risk that he and his family have taken in order to, build the empire that they've built. And so some of this stuff smacks in the face of the many good things that are associated with Donald Trump. Well, the conversation will continue right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for joining us.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's about the vital things of our life, you know, our country, our families, all that we live for, you know, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to pursue that which will get this country back on track. Welcome back. It's Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann is with us, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel Game Changers. He spent 23 years in the Army Special Forces career, involved in foreign internal defense, counterinsurgency, and stability missions. He is actively still involved in day-to-day transition of Green Berets from active duty into civilian life. Colonel Scott Mann, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bill, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, it continues. There's plenty to talk about. You know, on the heels of 9/11, the 15th anniversary, we got Benghazi 4 years ago to look back on. You know, how has terrorism changed?
Oh, wow. Yeah, in so many ways. I mean, this is the right time to reflect on that, I suppose, isn't it? With September 11th coming up to the 15-year anniversary, and then just hard to believe, but a year since my book Game Changers came out. Yes. And just in that year, Bill, it's changed. You know what I think how it's changed most poignantly to me is the manner in which terror is applied by the group ISIS. It is so decentralized and so local and so in your face. I just think that's unprecedented in the history of terrorism.
It's also so extreme. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you think, okay, what are the limits? I mean, there seems to be no limits, Colonel, here, you know?
Yeah, so the thing that I would say everybody needs to be thinking about here is understanding why ISIS in particular applies this level of extreme terror. My friend Dave, who works at the agency in D.C., that three-letter agency that shall not be named, he says that ISIS doesn't practice terrorism like Al-Qaeda and the other groups do. They practice horrorism, which is the application of horrific violence to achieve not a political outcome against civilians, but social control, literally paralysis. Why do they do that? What they want, Bill, is they want a manufactured holy war. They follow a prophetic methodology that says we're going to fight them in the desert of Syria along with 80 other banners of the West. And they need to draw us into a fight. So they are going to be as in your face as they possibly can to get us emotional and to get us to go lock, stock, and barrel back into the Middle East circa 9/12/2001.
And they know the people around the world are war-weary. They're going to do everything they can to avoid it. And, you know, there are some hawks that say, look, ISIS should not be disappointed. If a fight is what they want, a fight is what they should get, and we should take it to them. I mean, to me, it's, you know, Scott, it's a little bit about, you know, when you're carrying a gun and you decide at that moment in time that it's time to take the gun out of the holster. Well, you don't take the gun out of the holster just to, you know, fan it all around. I mean, it has its purpose. And this is the same thing here, is that ISIS has given us more than one reason to unholster our weapons. But for some reason, you know, we'll let them see the weapon and we may get it out of the holster once in a while. But that's about it. And they're just taunting us.
Well, here's the thing, Bill, and I agree with you, and I was on O'Reilly not too long ago talking about this, and I was talking about the end of days, and, you know, O'Reilly said, well, fine, let's give them the end of days, you know, and I agree with that, but here's the thing. We've been coming at them kinetically since 2001 in a very heavy way, especially our special ops. But I will tell you, Antonio Gustozzi, one of the leading authorities on Afghanistan, wrote that in 2005 and 6, coalition forces were spending on average $16 million for every Taliban we killed on the battlefield. Now, when you look at where the Taliban is today, poised to take over most of the country, that's a horrible return on investment for
war fighting. Exactly. Yeah, you and I have talked about that.
Yeah, we've got to change the game in how we pull the gun out of the holster. It's got to be a different approach, a bottom-up, local approach. That's what my book Game Changers is about.
And I agree, Scott, that we have got to capture the hearts of the local people. And when you have an administration and policies that are kind of pell-mell and inconsistent, if I was a local person, I would wonder whether or not the United States was serious about really attacking this issue. And if they're kind of willy-nilly about it, why should I be all in? Why should I put my own life and the lives of my family members at risk when they're just kind of futzing around here, so to speak?
Well, Bill, my son Cody, my oldest boy, was 3 when the towers fell on that September day, and now he's on his path to become an Army officer in Army ROTC and fight the war that I didn't finish. So I get it. I get what you're saying, and I think a lot of other Americans do too. But here's my challenge to all of us listening to this right now. We've had 2 administrations who didn't get it right. We've got a 3rd about to come in here. What role are we going to play politically as a citizenry to get informed and demand that our politicians at the national and the local level take this threat seriously? And if we're not advancing that requirement, apolitically, regardless of party,
exactly,
then we are missing the boat as a citizenry.
Well, you're pointing out what we spoke of earlier, Colonel, and that is that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. I mean, you know,
that's
you can sit there and complain and point fingers if you want it at George W., at Barack Obama, but hey, look, this is our country. And regardless of the media not doing their job, you know, thank God for the media that we have available today, social media. I mean, look what it's driving today. And it is a powerhouse, but we need to stay focused on what it is that we need to accomplish and understand that there are times, as you and I have discussed before, there's a time for peace and a time for war. And the longer you ignore war, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. We have been this way before. It is deja vu one more time, and we are repeating the mistakes of World War II all over again. Scott, I am looking at the pictures. I am getting the reports of what's coming out of Assyria, what has happened to the people there, how they are being abused. And, I mean, it is absolutely disgusting what's going on. We see pictures of a little boy lying face down on the shores there in Syria, another one who's smoke covered and dust covered and everything. I mean, if that doesn't break your heart, but it's got to do more than break your heart.
Right. No, America sat on the sidelines for a large chunk of Hitler's ramp across Europe. And it wasn't until guys like Frank Capra, the Hollywood producer who produced Why We Fight, and others who really painted the picture. Where are those people today? You know, I'm like you, Bill. I mean, there are all kinds of platforms. Look at the platform that you've built. Look at the way that you lead from where your radio station is. There's all kinds of ways to build momentum and demand change and to get involved and lead in this effort and demand that our politicians do the same. Nobody from D.C. is coming. If we're waiting on this 2016 election to just miraculously produce a strategy to win this war, we are going to put ourselves and our families at more risk than at any time in our history if we don't step up and lead from the bottom up.
But, Scott, you know as well as I do, it starts with leadership. You know, we've been saying on the show repeatedly, leadership takes you from where you are to where you need to be. And look at who we have right now. 2 very unlikely candidates in Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, what leadership vacuum? What are they going to do in order to get this country out of the situation that it's in? Where 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. Who has the intestinal fortitude and the qualities that is required to lead this nation in the 21st century America that we're in right now?
I'd love to hit that one if we've got time in this segment or at least in the next one, because I think leadership is the key.
Okay, when we come back, Scott, we're going to address that, and I'll look forward to hearing your response on this. Scott Mann, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret CEO of Mission America and the author of the best-selling novel celebrating its 1-year anniversary, Game Changers.
This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenith, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenith because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. And it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
What more could you want? But, the opportunity to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of eternal happiness. But why not, ladies and gentlemen? A lofty goal for our founding fathers. They laid the mission out for us, and it's up to us to show up for duty and not be missing in action. Because when we're missing in action, this 21st century America that we're dealing with is exactly what we got. Scott Mann is with us, former Lieutenant Colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America. Scott, real quick, we can you know, just deviate and do a little sidebar here on Mission America. It's been a while since you and I have talked about the mission of your organization that you are the chief executive officer for. Update our audience again on what Mission America is doing.
Yeah, thanks for that, Bill. I mean, Mission America, what we're all about is reconnecting warriors and civilians at a community level for a better America. What does that mean? It means bringing our war fighters and their families back home, back into the communities, and looking for ways to connect them that makes sense in each community, because every community is different. And what we're finding, Bill, is that when we do that, the ability of these guys and girls to not only transition, but to become the high performers that they are and give back to our country, it's off the charts, the stuff that's going on. We've got a book coming out called Mission America on November 10th. I'd love to come back on at some point
Absolutely.
And talk about that.
But we'll definitely do that.
It's going to help our warriors come home, and it's going to help civilians understand how they can help them come home. Because you know what? When that happens, this is some of our country's greatest treasure, is when we bring these warriors home and they get back into society, things are going to get a lot better.
You know, you think about the asset that they are and have become, and why just put them up on the shelf and say, hey, thanks for your service, we'll see you later, ciao. When their very essence says, look at, I'm all in, and just because I'm now a civilian, it doesn't stop me from being all in. Because I can tell you, for me, in the 2 years that I served in the Marine Corps, it wasn't that all of a sudden I took back my oath, you know, to protect and honor the Constitution and to support our country's goals. I didn't take that back. That is still part of who I am.
Absolutely. And this whole narrative that we're, you know, that our veterans, and it was a well-meaning narrative that we're kind of the island of misfit toys, or that we're all broken and we need a blanket. That's not the narrative. Like, you know, our warriors and their families are some of the most high-performing people on the planet.
Exactly.
And when they get back in the game, and thank you for your service, by the way, America benefits from that. So that's what Mission America is all about, is looking for ways to connect our civilians and our warriors at a community level that makes sense at that community level, and then turn them loose and let them do what they do. And that includes changing this whole narrative that we're broken into, look, we're the high performers that need to be leading this country.
Exactly. And when you consider that you're looking at maybe, and I don't want to put it in the context, Scott, because I know this is not your heart either, to say the top 3%, or, I mean, it's only about 3% really of America that has gone out and served. Wow. That, I mean, it really just in and of itself makes it something to take note of, doesn't it?
It does. And I don't want to be one of these guys that says, well, you didn't serve, so you don't understand. I think that's dangerous.
Yes.
I think it almost sets up our veterans for an entitlement mindset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just having a conversation with my program director, Luke, on that. That's what we want to change. Mm-hmm. We don't want to ostracize or marginalize civilians. We want to connect.
Yes.
Because you know what? A ton of civilians have served in various capacities, and they want to serve our veterans. The question is, how do we help them understand what we're up against and how they can best do that in a way that makes sense for everybody? And that's what Mission America is all about.
Well, we're going to look forward to the book coming out in November. And, of course, you're always welcome, Scott, at the drop of the hat. You know, anytime we can have you on the show, it's an honor. Let's pick up where we left off in the last break about leadership, just how important leadership is today and how it's missing.
Yeah. And, you know, leadership starts with us. I believe that leadership, and I was trained this way as a Green Beret, that leadership starts from the bottom up. If you're waiting on someone to come lead you out of your current situation, then that's just a bad position to be. Mm-hmm. Leadership starts with us. And when you look at the country right now where it is, Bill, sure, our national leadership is woefully inadequate. But you know what? So is our community leadership. So is our corporate leadership. And it starts with us. It starts with a recognition that, you know what? Okay, nobody's coming. I'll step in, I'll lead, create a platform, and demand change from the bottom up. I've seen it work too many times.
Well, we just lost a week or so ago Phyllis Schlafly, and Phyllis was such a dear friend, and she constantly echoed the significance of the grassroots movement. I mean, she was dramatic in her leading of it in the latter 40s into the 50s. And, of course, mid-60s, she was one of the original Goldwater girls. And she understood what it meant. If you were going to, you know, if you saw a change needed, she said the change started with yourself. You needed to go out there and be that change, right?
Absolutely. And look, you know, we've been here before as a country. We weren't alive during that time. But, you know, in the early 1900s, America was just coming out of the Industrial Revolution, tons of technological changes with the car, the airplane, massive immigration and crime was swelling in our cities with populations, you know, overburdening the cities. And it looked like America would fall. But you know what? A couple of local leaders stood up, said, okay, I guess nobody's coming. No mm-hmm. one's going to address alcoholism. I'll start Alcoholics Anonymous in Akron, Ohio. Okay, exactly. Well, I'll start the Shriners Club over here. I'll start Future Farmers of America over here. And it began in the longest running period, Bill, of social capital in our nation's history. Bottom up, solid community-based leadership is where things get solved. And it starts right now with us. And that's mm-hmm. not little boy whistling in the dark.
No.
We've been here before.
Well, Scott, the other part of that that scenario that you just presented was this idea of fulfillment. And this kind of, if I might say, electrified the magnetism of this country. We became an opportunity, a land of opportunity, where people who had the ideas and resources where they could be developed, they could be exercised. And the country said, hey, come here, welcome immigrants
yep.
from all nations. Come here as long as
yep.
you want to add to the proposition of America. But unfortunately, and this is where America needs to understand, is that we've become a target. People do not like what America stands for. They do not like that America has been successful. There is this this anti-American sentiment, and this is what we need to realize and wake up to. I understand
right.
that some people go, hey, I don't understand why the Middle East, why they hate us so much. And, you know, that's an entire show, maybe a week's worth of shows, and we could,
yeah.
you know, talk about that. But the short summary of it is that they do. They resent us. It's kind of like, you know, that I don't know if I've ever told you the story about the guy in Alioto's outside of the wharf in San Francisco. This guy's watching. He's waiting for his number to be called to go and have dinner, and he's watching this guy sell fresh crabs. And he notices that the lid is not on the box. It's off to the side. And every once in a while, he's seeing a pincher reach up over, you know, the top of the box. And he's going, well, the water's right there. This guy, he must be a knucklehead. He's going to lose his inventory. Finally, curiosity got to him, and he tells the guy, he goes, hey, look, I've been watching you sell these fresh crabs. I see the pinchers coming out over the box. Water's right there. You're going to lose your inventory. You know, why don't you put the lid on the box? He goes, oh, you don't understand. He says, crabs are like people. Every time somebody tries to get out, one of those crabs get out, the rest of them grab them and pull them back in.
And, absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Crabs in a bucket. Crabs in a bucket. I so agree with that, Bill. It's
yeah.
such a great metaphor or analogy for this, and it's absolutely what's going on. And I was thinking about, as you were talking about, you know, abroad, people hating America. There's a lot of people in this country that hate America.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what we stand for. I mean, you know, just, you know, I've never met you face to face, but your name, obviously Hispanic heritage. My name
yeah.
is Scott Irish, but we come together under the ideal of an America that is from many come one, and we're
yeah.
losing that. What we're doing is reverting back to tribal behavior of in-groups and out-groups competing over resources and status. I've seen it in too many places all over the world, as have you.
Yes.
And so when we start reverting back to tribal behavior in a country that is actually based on individual liberty and bridging trust, we're going the wrong direction. And the only way to restore that, Bill, is mm. leadership. And it's
yeah.
going to have to start with us.
Exactly. At the ground level, you're exactly right, Scott. And, you know, this is what politics in the 21st century America has done. It has made us the ununited States. And look who's driving the ship, and how so many of us, 320 million, are being controlled by a very, very elite small group of people. That's pretty scary, Scott.
Yeah, it is. If you want to see a great video or read a great book, it's called How to Kill 11 Million People.
Andy Andrews. Exactly.
And watch the Draw Shop cartoon on YouTube on the cycle of nations and how we end up.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Rashini Kumar, Rajkumar is with us. Rashini is a communications consultant who works with business and sports executives, including the Minnesota Vikings. Rashini is a licensed attorney, holds a BA from Boston College, and is the author of Communicate That, Your Toolbox for Powerful Presence. And tonight, boy, I'll tell you, it's all about presence, isn't tonight's debate?
Oh, my gosh, it certainly is. And we have two characters who are no strangers to really working their image and their delivery. So it's going to be very fun to watch, Bill.
Well, it's always interesting when you get two brand names going head-to-head, and that's exactly what they are. They are branded names. I don't know that anybody in this country, and, you know, might even say in most of the world, do not know of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
You are absolutely right. So they really can't hide, right? They're just out there. So we know the wrinkles, so to speak, at many levels. But we know all the bloopers that have happened in the past. So my recommendation, if I were coaching either of them, is to just think of tonight as the beginning of the serious part of the race and give themselves a fresh slate.
Well, in both sides, their campaign managers are doing everything they can to manage expectation here. I would say that I probably agree with most pundits that Donald Trump has a little bit less of a bar to jump over versus Hillary. Hillary's got a little bit more, but that's only because I think, you know, because she is a recognized and acknowledged politician versus a businessman.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I've heard some people say it's really, you know, watching him for content. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. He definitely knows how to work the cameras, so that is not really his big issue. But then separate from that, even though he is really good on TV and he's comfortable, I should say, he does have some facial quirks that come into play. So he really has to watch his reactionary facial expressions or any body language tics that may happen in reaction to Hillary Clinton. Now, we know with Hillary Clinton, what I call her big flaw when it comes to delivery is vocal behavior. So when she's able to stay calm and collected, her pitch does not go up. She sounds a little more authoritative. But when she starts getting into more of a screamy kind of, we've heard that many times before, right?
Right,
when
yes, exactly.
When she gets more emphatic or she feels defensive, that's when the vocal behavior really does hurt her. So that's what I'm going to be listening for from her. But I'm also going to be really looking at facial expressions for Donald Trump.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Rashini, because in past debates, that's what some of the pundits were critical of. It seemed, you know, though you said nothing, it was your facial expression that probably said more than you wanted to.
Correct. Bill, here's the thing. Everything we say, do, body language, our looks, what we're wearing, everything has a subtextual message.
Mm-hmm.
We win when the subtextual message matches our intended message.
Mm-hmm.
But we lose or we fall or we're not going to get the vote when our intended message is hurt by negative subtextual messages. So that's what each camp needs to be worried about tonight. The best thing they can do, and I say this to my clients when I'm prepping them for big game days, have a really good protein lunch, have a light protein dinner, stay refreshed and hydrated all day, do some deep breathing. I mean, really, get away from people. Don't be around a lot of people until it's time to get out on the stage tonight.
Yeah, and it's a difficult thing to stay in the moment, and staying in the moment means staying focused to your message, being true to that, and not being knocked off guard, because that's what the other person is trying to do, is knock you off guard, knock you off balance. For Donald Trump, the vulnerability is going to be his temperament. For Hillary, trustworthiness. How does she come across tonight? Can she, seal anything? Can she heal up any of the trustworthy doubts that people have about her?
Well, you know, there's so much, you know, look, the American memory seems to be short, right?
Yes,
so
right. Whatever
happens tonight for either candidate, any good or bad that happened for either candidate in the past can get wiped out. So tonight is a big deal on so many levels. We're coming into the real home stretch, as they say. It's still not quite those last few miles that runners who run marathons would say we're in yet, but we're at the beginning of that 6.2. That's
right. Where
we're at right now. So I'm really watching both of them. Content is really important, though, tonight. We have a lot of undecided voters, and even people who have apparently made their decisions could be swayed tonight. So I would never, ever, ever take seriously what some pundits are saying, that, hey, if you're watching tonight, 95% of you have made up your minds. I don't think that's true.
Right.
This is a huge game day for both of these candidates.
Well, we've seen changes in debates in the past that have happened where the candidates have not fared well, to your point, and things have changed, you know, like the Kennedy-Nixon debate. You know, people saw Nixon sweat, and the perception of his presidential standing, because that seems to be what people are looking for, is that, can I relate to this person as the president of the United States?
Yeah, what people are looking for is that presidential presence. And you mentioned the sweaty forehead of Nixon. That is a bad subtextual message. So even without him speaking, or even if he said things that were really credible, the very fact that his forehead was sweating, or his chin, or both, we're sweating, that's a subtextual message that kind of says to us, liar, not so sure, nervous, what's coming out of his mouth. And that really hurts. So I'm looking at presidential presence, and how I describe that is your image, your vocal behavior, your believability, and then ultimately your win ability.
And speaking of vocal behavior, Rashini, we know in a lot of cases, even though there's going to be a 90-minute debate, people have been trained and conditioned by the 8-second soundbite. So that means if you've got a zinger, something like which Ronald Reagan used against Jimmy Carter, I mean, four little words that proved to be very powerful. He didn't call him a liar. He just said, "There you go again." And those four little words, were, rang out and really stopped Carter dead in his tracks.
And here's the other thing that I say, coming out of my legal background, we are taught during cross-examination training to never ask the one question too many. How does that play out when you're performing? Well, if you feel like you've got the crowd with you or you've really answered the question, mm-hmm. full stop, period. Don't add that one line or half line or two too many, because mm-hmm. that's what's going to lose the audience. So that's another on the spot. They have to do their own current, you know, in the moment analysis. How did they just respond, and did that answer really capture it? And then be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I kind of like one of my favorite quips was in the vice presidential debate with Dick Cheney and Joe Lieberman. Lieberman quipped that his wife would like to see him go into private sector, to which Cheney delivered this memorable retort. He says, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to try to help you do that, Joe.
Yes. And that's a really good one, because that also makes him seem a little more personable. And, mm-hmm. and that was one of the things that, you know, Cheney needed, was to seem like a little more of a real guy with a sense of humor. And that line absolutely gets to that.
Well, we remember with the Mitt Romney and Barack Obama debates, it was Barack Obama that retorted back to Romney. He says, you mentioned the Navy, for example, that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military's changed. That was a funny line, although take it a little bit out of context. So you do have some, you know, there is some liberality that you can take with the language. It's just a matter of how you frame it, if you can be effective.
It requires them to really listen, Bill. They have to really be listening so they can capture those kind of unscripted moments.
What does Trump have to do to win?
He has to stay calm. Yeah. He has to stay calm, keep the face calm, stand tall, and really just, you know, sound like we can believe him, because
exactly.
that's the question. Yeah.
10 seconds, Hillary, what does she do?
Yeah, and she has to not let that voice get elevated. Mm-hmm. Stay emphatic, use the experience she brings to the table, and just deliver, be authentic. Both
exactly.
of them, actually, be authentically themselves.
We'll leave it there. Rashini Rajkumar has been with us. Rashini, always good to have you with us.
Shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena, because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years?
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go. You want to drop me an email? You can do so at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, Dana Brown, is an author, online retailer from the South who escaped the agonizing, despair-filled 24/7 world of drug addiction on the streets of New York with all the misery and acute sufferings that you can and cannot even begin to imagine. Her life changed, thank God, due to the kind initiative and constant help of two New York City detectives and prayer from home. She is now today a mother of five and ministers to drug addicts in Greenville, North Carolina. Dana, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations on the book, Desperate for a Fix. Wow. What an incredible story and a life story. It is your story that makes it so powerful because it's something that no one can take away from you. You know the facts, and you know what can happen with just one good decision.
That's true. Yeah. I look back on it all, and it's kind of amazing that it was really my life because I'm so far removed from it now that the one good decision that I made really just kind of just turned my life completely around. And like you said, now I'm no longer an addict. I'm a mother of five and an author of a book.
Yeah, exactly. And who would have thunk, right, Dana?
Yeah, who would have?
Yeah. And where did you grow up?
I grew up in North Carolina, in Wilmington, North Carolina, pretty small town back then.
Right. And so, and your family, how many people were in your family?
Well, I have a sister, an older sister, and then both of my parents. Parents are still married, have been together my whole life, and I had a pretty normal childhood as far as family was concerned. I had all of the, extra people, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, all of them very involved, very big family.
Well, now that you're a mother of five children, you could probably only imagine what your parents had to go through as you went through your life journey.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to get a little more clued in on actually what they did go through because a lot of that, I was on my own path and wasn't really aware of anything or didn't really care of anything that was going on around me. But as I've written the book and talked to my parents and they've kind of clued me in, they were really relentless about getting their daughter back. And thank God they were. Otherwise, I really honestly don't think I would be here right now.
Well, I often talk about, the objective of tough love. I say tough love isn't so much tough on the person that you're trying to apply to as much as it is for the mature person. Let's just say, to delineate the two, the mature person who sees where the daughter is or the child is and where they need to be. And that difference between where they need to be and where they are today is a lot of pain.
Yes, I think probably the hardest part for my parents was feeling like they had to, and they did. They needed to turn away from me financially. They couldn't support me and enable me. And that was probably the hardest thing because they wanted to help me. And the only way they could see to help me was make sure that I didn't sleep on the street or make sure that I had money for food. Meanwhile, really, that was enabling. And so they did stop enabling me, and that's when the turnaround really began.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, you write about waking up next to a dead guy, and, I mean, that really rocked your world. I mean, suddenly you find yourself. Was that the bottom of the barrel for you?
Yes, that was the bottom of the barrel for me. I could not... I couldn't deal with the reality of what my life was, and the way to not deal with it was to continue to use and to use more and more and more. Mm-hmm. But yes, that was the worst day, I would say, of my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dana, you talk of family, extended family, lots of people around, you and your sister and your parents and aunts and uncles and all that. I got to imagine, there's lots of Thanksgiving dinners, Christmas events, one thing or another that you missed out on as a result of deciding to go down this road of addiction.
Yeah, I missed a lot of family functions, and we get together as an extended family, all of us, a couple of times a year, if not three or four times a year. Mm-hmm. I would say, though, those affected me, missing out on that. But I think what really affected me most was when my sister had her baby, and he only lives for an hour, and I missed that hour.
Oh, wow.
And so that was probably one of the things that I think back on of what did I miss? Yes, I missed growing, seeing my family, but I really missed being there for my sister.
And fortunately, you had a couple of guardian angels by way of a couple of New York detectives.
Yeah, who would have thunk that?
Yeah, right. Especially in light of this contested environment we live in that wants to go after and give police a bad time. They definitely are there to serve, and they definitely served you.
Yeah, I became their mission. At the time, I thought that they were my nemesis. They were not creating a fun time for me. But honestly, they had a heart for my parents and a heart for me, and they made me their mission. And, thank God that he put all of these people in place to help me because it really has made a world of difference.
Now, did they know your parents?
No. My parents called and got, both of their names are Bill, so it's kind of funny.
Hey, here we are. The three bills now in your life. Huh?
I got three bills now. my parents called the precinct and got one of the bills on the phone and then he became partners with the other Bill, and the other Bill had a brother who was a cocaine addict and had just recently gotten out of treatment. Mm-hmm. And so he just latched on with my parents. My parents latched on with him, and together they made me their mission and to get me back home and get me back right where I'm supposed to be.
What was the difference for you, Dana?
I think the difference was my faith. I do remember talking to my sister a lot, and she would pray with me over the phone. But, I just kind of blew it off. I wanted her to send me money so I would listen to her. But, it was actually realizing that there is someone else that's in control. When I was in control, I was a mess. But when I gave over that control, life got a lot better.
But it took that point, waking up to a dead guy and, in a sense, almost like the prodigal, that you get beyond yourself and you go, wow, what a mess. But a moment, I guess, in the midst of addiction, a moment of sobriety that connects you with the real world and brings you back. Because what I understand from people that have lived an addictive life, that it is an alternate universe, isn't it?
It is completely. There is no level of normal reality. Mm-hmm. Basically, every step I took was illegal, and every step I took involved making money, buying drugs, getting high. Mm-hmm. That was my universe.
So that was the thing, that was the reason you woke up and woke up every day, was your mission was to find money so that
find
you could
money.
Pay for your habit and get high.
That's exactly right. And you know, when just looking back in hindsight, nobody ever wakes up just one day. I know that's not what you meant, but one day just wake up and say, you know what? I think I'll be a junkie today.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that happen on the way up to that point in most people's lives. And then when you get to that point where you wake up and you're like, this is my life.
Yeah.
Then it becomes a mission to numb the reality that this is my life.
Mm-hmm. And you say, and that's very pertinent. I appreciate that honesty to say that you get to that and you accept that reality. But then you have something else pulling you back, whether it's your family, whether it's these detectives, conversations with your sister, a prayer warrior that will not let you go in knowing that, yes, you want money, but the price for money is you're going to hear me pray for you.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, bless her heart.
Pretty diligent, too. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. So for you, what was it? Was it a kind of a light switch that suddenly flipped for you that got you on that that path, that one positive, that one good decision, as you describe it, that you made?
Well, I think the one good decision, honestly, was accepting that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
And then following where he led me instead of trying to go off on my own path. So that is the one good decision that I made. Now, you know, I never decided really to go to church or anything like that. My parents forced me to. They said,
yeah, right.
They said, if you're going to live here, because I came home, people can read it in the book. I came home and they said, well, if you're going to live here, you have to go to church 3 times a week. And I was mad.
Yeah. Wow.
I was mad as fire.
Yeah.
And so, but I had to do it or I could go back to New York and be homeless.
Mm.
And so that's kind of, you know, even when it's not your own will, I think that God can put people and consequences and other things in your life to kind of help guide you to the right decisions.
And that took wisdom for your parents, too, because here it is. It wasn't like they exercised tough love along the way. And I'm sure even when they said, hey, you're going to go to church, you know, probably the two of them said, are we pushing her away? But to have faith that, no, this was the right thing to do. And God rewarded that faith by, you know, keeping you there.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure
Amazing.
Did. And you know what? It's funny. I've never looked at it that way, but I'm really glad that you said that because that's true. In their obedience, they were rewarded by their daughter coming around and being their daughter again.
Well, Dana, what an incredible story, a life-changing story, all but for one good decision. And I like that you put it in that way. The book, Desperate for a Fix, available in all the usual places, correct?
Yeah, Amazon, Kindle, and you can go to desperateforafix.com as well, and I can sign a copy for you.
Absolutely. Dana Brown, author, online retailer from the South who escaped the agonizing, despair-filled 24/7 world of drug addiction on the streets of New York with all the misery. She now is a mother of 5, ministers to drug addicts in Greenville, North Carolina. Dana Brown, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a blessed day, huh?
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right, you take care.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We all have heard.